Okay, before I get started, I actually just want to see a hand, raise your hand if you've heard of the term harm reduction as it relates to HIV and drug use. Okay, now keep it up if you've heard of it for other topics like tobacco reduction or sex work. Okay, and how many have heard of it in relation to specifically abortion? Okay, much fewer. Great. Well, this presentation is going to describe the successful public health paradigm of harm reduction as it can be applied to reducing unsafe abortion globally. And I don't have any financial relationships to disclose, but I will be talking about the off-label use of misoprostol for termination of pregnancy. It's predominantly an ulcer drug is the way it's labeled. So I'm hoping that by the end of this presentation, you'll be able to list three principles of harm reduction as applied to the use of abortion pills to reduce unsafe abortion, that you'll be able to discuss ways in which improved access to medical abortion information and pills can make self-induced abortion safer, and lastly, that you'll be able to describe at least two harm reduction strategies as they apply to abortion. So on any given day in Kathmandu, Kigali, Bangkok, or Bogota, all across the globe, a woman with an unwanted pregnancy is seeking out the drug misoprostol to have an abortion. She doesn't have to visit a doctor or a clinic, but she seeks a pill that she's heard can help her end her pregnancy without the risks of more dangerous self-induction methods. Women, whether living in legally restricted settings where they don't have access to high-quality, safe abortion services, or where stigma, cost, or other barriers prevent them from accessing existing services, are increasingly using misoprostol to self-induce abortion instead of using sticks, acid, brute force, other herbal remedies. In doing so, they are actually significantly reducing the harms caused by unsafe abortion. Of course, harms associated with unsafe abortion have been widely documented, and you've listened to probably some of those presentations here. With the advent of the abortion pill, the landscape of unsafe abortion is quickly changing. Women are increasingly finding and obtaining information and pills from pharmacists, drug sellers, community midwives, market women, friends, family, and of course, the internet. Evidence shows that widespread use of abortion pills, both within and outside formal health facilities, has made safe abortion safer. For example, some of the most well-known data comes from Brazil, where the Brazilian Ministry of Health have reported, after analyzing 20 years of the abortion research, scientific research in the country, that there were numerous studies that showed reductions in abortion-related complications and deaths, and they attributed these decreases to misoprostol use. Specifically between, and this is the only data point you're going to hear in this presentation, I'm giving your brain a break from all the data, but specifically between 1992 and 2009, there was a 35% decline in the number of women treated for less serious abortion-related complications, and for more serious abortion complications, the decline was actually about 60%. So let's examine the ways in which developing an explicit harm reduction strategy can amplify the benefits that women are already experiencing. First of all, what is harm reduction? The term harm reduction defines policies, programs, and practices seeking to reduce harms associated with an activity rather than eliminating the activity altogether. It's an evidence-based public health and human rights framework that prioritizes strategies to reduce harm and preserve health in situations where policies and practices prohibit, stigmatize, and drive common human activities underground, such as abortion. The term, of course, originated in the drug use prevention work, which is what it's most known for, in advocating for needle exchange programs and safe injection centers like the one shown here, which have now been shown to be highly effective in preventing HIV and STI spread. It's since been applied to other public health issues such as tobacco reduction, safety improvement with sex workers, et cetera. So we propose that using a harm reduction approach can embolden new actors to support women in their search to control their fertility. And here's why. The core principles of harm reduction are neutrality, humanism, and pragmatism. And they offer a conceptual framework for making medical abortion information and care directly available to women through a variety of creative means. So the neutrality principle refers to the focus on health-related risks and harms of abortion rather than its legal or moral status. This permits public policies to shift the focus to public health interventions rather than prohibition and punishment. The humanistic principle refers to the entitlement of all women, regardless of their decision-making about a pregnancy, to be treated with respect, dignity, and worth. All women deserve to be treated as members of their community whose health and whose lives matter. The pragmatic principle accepts the inevitable reality that women engage in unsafe abortion for a variety of reasons, and thus it emphasizes the importance of meeting the needs of women where they are, which may include seeking abortion outside of the health system. So let's look further at each principle as it applies to abortion. The neutrality principle is absent of moral judgment about an underlying activity, regardless of the legal or social status. So harm reduction is only concerned with the risks and the health-related harms of an activity, not whether it's considered right or wrong. For abortion, this means specifically, number one, public health professionals have a responsibility to provide information about technologies such as misoprostol to minimize women's personal and social harms of unsafe abortion, regardless of the legal or moral status of abortion. Number two, we as public health professionals should remain neutral on where women choose to abort, whether it's within or outside the health system, and focus instead on the outcome of a safe abortion. Number three, we should assure client confidentiality and not police women's adherence to legal restrictions. And number four, under international human rights laws, states and governments are actually obligated to support and refrain from standing in the way of our duty as public health professionals to mitigate the harms associated with unsafe abortion. The humanism principle refers to the fact that all individuals have a right to concern for their health and lives, regardless of their assigned moral status or deviance from legal or social norms. So, for abortion, this means, number one, that public health professionals are obligated to proactively reduce barriers to care, especially for women who face challenges accessing services when seeking to end a pregnancy. Number two, principles of woman-centered care must be prioritized and enacted. This also includes meeting women where they're at and in places they choose to seek abortion information as well as care. And number three, women have a right to participate in the design and implementation of all programs intended to serve them. Every effort must be made to ensure the participation of women who face major challenges accessing services in particular. So pragmatism. Pragmatism is grounded in the realistic evidence-based assessments, not moral imperatives. Women are attempting to self-induce abortion both illegally and in liberal and more paraliberal settings. As public health professionals, we have a responsibility to respect women's choices. So in order to reach the most women possible and to mitigate as much harm as possible, we need to provide information about the safest and most effective services and methods available, as well as information on how women themselves can use misoprostol safely and effectively. I want to point out that harm reduction and the act of terminating a pregnancy with misoprostol instead of by other harmful preventive, harmful and prevalent methods that are out there was really a method that started with women, not the health system. So that's one reason it's so pioneering. This isn't a diffusion of innovation from the healthcare system out to the masses, but rather women took misoprostol into their own hands. It was women in Brazil who read the fine print on the ulcer medication Cytotec and saw that it was contraindicated for pregnant, if you're pregnant, who then began to use it to terminate their pregnancies, and they created a groundswell of off-label use to meet their own needs. Part of harm reduction's mandate, of course, is to meet women where they are. A provider can never know all the factors that have influenced a woman's decision to use misoprostol outside of the health system, for example, and it's very important not to judge why they may have taken that decision. A woman could be dealing with domestic violence, a community, of course, that severely stigmatizes abortion, like we've been hearing about, and any number of other factors that may have actually made the use of misoprostol outside of the clinic the safest abortion choice for her. We need to acknowledge two facts. Many women are already using misoprostol safely and with minimal to no interface with healthcare providers. And second, focusing our efforts exclusively on getting women into the health system will only ever reach a minimal number of women, because many women just don't go there. Without abandoning our efforts to increase access to high-quality services, the harm reduction framework underscores the fact that it's not sufficient, pragmatic, or even ethical to deny women access to this life-saving drug. Consistent with harm reduction in other fields, we could argue that the laws and regulations that limit access to misoprostol use are themselves the harmful agents. So even though women's self-use of misoprostol has made unsafe abortion safer, more can still be done, because unfortunately women often have inaccurate information on misoprostol. And this includes information on dosage, routes of administration, the gestational range, possible side effects, complications, etc. Women's need for accurate information on how to safely use misoprostol presents a huge opportunity to affect change at the community level. We need to ask ourselves, how can they get the information that they need where they want it? For example, pharmacists and chemists may play a key role in providing not only misoprostol, but the critical instructions on the proper regimen for using it, regardless of whether a woman has come in with a prescription or advised with a clinician or not. Advocates, NGOs, and even governments have been developing harm reduction strategies to meet this need for proper information and to ensure that women who use misoprostol are not criminalized. So, for example, perhaps the most well-known case is Uruguay's Iniciativa Sanitarias program, Health Initiatives Against Abortion in Unsafe Conditions, which has been providing women with information on safer misoprostol use despite the legal restrictions that have been placed in, that have been in place in that country. And even though the law is about to change there, there will still be considerable restrictions in place. In fact, the program in Uruguay is well known for having won the support of the National Ministry of Health and has expanded out from the capital to all public health, public sector health facilities. And this is a program where women come in to a clinic, confirm their pregnancy, get information about their options, go out, get misoprostol from a recommended pharmacist, take it on their own, and then come back and get a confirmation of a termination of pregnancy. They're not actually allowed, the clinicians are not actually allowed to give out the misoprostol. Another example is the nonprofit Women on Waves. They support safe abortion information and referral hotlines in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, where women face considerable barriers to abortion. They also provide misoprostol through the mail, as well as mifepristone, to women in countries where it's difficult to obtain. And another creative harm reduction approach is employed by a community group in Mexico, where they train accompaniers who are guiding, counseling, and providing support before, during, and after the medical abortion process to others. And these accompaniers are actually women who've gone through the medical abortion experience themselves. So why harm reduction? Well, in addition to helping women, employing a harm reduction approach to curbing unsafe abortion allows reproductive health professionals a new lens through which to assess and promote our efforts. The value of using this framework is that you're able to think through the three core principles that I've described and figure out how can you strengthen what you might already be doing. For example, you may need to be more inclusive of beneficiaries in designing interventions, which is part of the humanism principle. At the level of healthcare professionals, advocates, and policymakers, using a harm reduction framework to talk about our work can help us demonstrate how this approach has worked in other fields. That may give us more credence with what we're doing. It's really a way of turning people's thinking around and getting them to approach a topic they may otherwise have some reservations about. While policymakers and health systems officials may not support abortion, a harm reduction approach allows them to rally together in support of reducing maternal deaths from unsafe abortion. The harm reduction approach is a pragmatic and evidence-based approach that can greatly support women's ability to protect their reproductive health and live the lives that they choose. It provides a legal and ethical framework for health professionals and reproductive justice and human rights advocates to assist women in accessing misoprostol and correct information about its uses. We know women are using misoprostol. We need to get on board with helping them ensure that they have access to the right information and resources and support to do it safely. Thank you.